what's going down, y'all. All right. It's a download here on WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. It's a 10 o'clock hour on Monday nights, and it's, you know, we announced just a couple weeks ago that we're going to be doing the worst every Monday here in 2016. If you're a regular listener, you know the segment. This is where we collectively bemoan and complain about the worst things in our society. It's pretty simple. You know what's the worst? People who wear aqua shoes, right?
Yeah,
like even at the even if you're not, I mean, even at the beach, that's unacceptable at this.
Right.
Or you know what's the worst? Stale ice cream.
That's, yeah.
That's gross.
Bad.
That's bad.
Yeah.
Or you know what's the worst? The free gift with purchase.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Those are the worst because, like, especially like if it's like at Ulta and then it's like a robe or something.
Yeah, well, and it's always like, or like a scent you don't really like or something like that. Yeah. It's like, no, I didn't really want to smell this
really
way.
I don't need a free gift. Yeah. Anytime they give me a free gift, unless it's a free gift from this program. I'm sure you have some choice the worst for us tonight. Use the hashtag the worst on Twitter. And to incentivize you, we're going to give away prizes for the best of the night. We are like America's Funniest Home Videos here on the download. 312-981-7200. The call is already coming in. 312-981-7200. That's the number you can call or text. You're the worst. We will announce the winners at the end of the hour. I've got a couple of things to give away. I got a pair of tickets to the Voices of Rock. Okay, the Voices of Rock at the Arcata Theater in St. Charles. And that's going to be Three Dog Night and Grand Funk Railroad. Boom! I couldn't tell you anything either of those bands did. Pete seemed just lit up saying he knows all that stuff. But Three Dog Night and Grand Funk Railroad this Saturday night at the Arcata Theater. You could win those and then be like, hey, happy Valentine's Day. Look what I got for you.
Oh, I thought about it in advance, right?
I thought about it, right. There's also, no, but for here we go. We've got a variety sampler pack of sweet and savory treats from Sweet Alley's, a gluten-free bakery located in Hinsdale. Bringing you the best.
Yep.
And then gift certificate from the Glenwood Oak Rib and Chop House located in Glenwood. So there's a lot to give away tonight. 312-981-7200. My guests, judges, my panel tonight, Sarah Albritton, right?
Albritton.
I can't get to I like Albritton. She is a comedian here in town. She also produces Secret Lies and Alibis first Tuesday of the month at the Elbow Room. Sarah, good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Also, Mars Timms. What's up, Mars?
What up, Jess?
Mars and I have known each other for a long time. He's the man behind Pimprov, which you can see every Friday night at the CIC Theater up on West Irving Park Road. Mm-hmm. Mars, good to see you.
Good to see you.
You
well.
Came from right from the Bulls.
Oh, yeah.
Bulls watch party.
A Bulls watch party, yeah. I'm the in-game host for the Chicago Bulls, so you've probably seen me at any of the home games this year, my big face on the screen.
Are people mad at you because the Bulls aren't playing well? They're like, it's your fault, Mark.
Yeah, they're like, what's going on down there? What are you guys doing? I'm like, I'm not doing anything. I'm trying to be funny and keep from saying something I shouldn't say. So
Is it hard to host like that, like to host it like at the United Center, or like, I mean, how do you even do that?
Well, very carefully.
Yeah, right.
Very carefully. It's, you know, you don't get much time during these timeouts and commercial breaks and stuff like that to actually like craft a joke and throw it out there. And I never want to say something that's not funny. So I'll keep it inside and just try to, you know, get everybody excited. Come on, Bulls fans, make some noise and just keep it moving along.
That's more like right. a hype man, right?
Yeah, it got to be like a hype,
hype man.
Man.
All right, Sarah, tell me a little bit about Secret Lies and Alibis.
Well, Secret Lies and Alibis is a monthly variety show at Elbow Room. So we take anonymous secrets from the audience every month and we put them in a box that's locked and then completely anonymous. And then the next month we write sketches based on the secrets and we play games with the secrets. So it's like, you can come back next month to see if your secrets inspired a sketch. And then we have like the best stand-ups in town. And we've got like Azar Usman, we've got Natalie Joe, Sammy Arachar on our next show. Amanda Lynn Deals, one of our producers performing as well. We always end in comedy music. We've got Becca Brown for this next month. It's a blast. It's a weird, fun show, and
that's awesome.
It's silly and ridiculous, but it's a really fun
all
time.
Right, all right. So those are our guest panelists for tonight here on The Worst. Let's go right to the text. 847 says, you know what's the worst? When the guy driving in front of you spits out the window and it lands on your windshield.
Oh, that's pretty bad.
That's pretty bad.
I had I think that's worse if you're like in a motorcycle, because then it gets on your face.
I had that happen. I actually did that to a friend at Six Flags. We had to ride in this this thing that was spinning around. I sat in front, he sat in the back, and I just got this big mouthful of phlegm, and I couldn't hold it in anymore. And I was in my head, I'm like, all right, I find the perfect moment to spit this all out. Like
maybe after the ride?
Yeah. I couldn't hold it. I let it out. It hit him right in the face while he was going, needless to say, he beat me up when we got off the ride, and I couldn't blame him.
All right. That's great. Pete Zimmerman's here, of course. Pete, do you got the worst tonight? You want to start us off?
I do. All right. And I'm going to go with our classic rock giveaway. Mm-hmm. The worst is when your favorite classic rock band plays their new stuff.
That is the worst.
Yeah.
That is the worst.
Grand Funk. I want to hear We're an American Band.
Yeah, right.
Nothing
that's
off
them.
The new
okay.
album.
You think they're just going to go all new?
The
you
worst.
Know they're going to. You know they're going to. You'll be like, we are an American band that's going to play new songs. This song's called She Left Me. It's an acoustic jam.
You guys want to hear some new stuff?
Yeah.
No.
All right, let's, you know what? The worst, 708 is topical. The worst is Cam Newton. I don't know about that. There's worse than Cam Newton. He plays in Chicago. He's a quarterback here in Chicago. All right, let's take a break so we stay on time here and come back. The calls are lining up now, 312-981-7200. We're playing the worst here on the download. Stay with us.
It's going down,
y'all. All right, we're playing the worst here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Coffin. Mars Tim and Sarah Alberton is in studio. I got it right?
Alberton, yeah.
Alberton? Alberton.
Tim's.
Mars Tim's. What do I keep saying?
Tim, you dropped the S.
No way. I did not. I know you too well to get dropping the S. Two Chicago comics who are my guests tonight on The Worst. Let's get to you guys, and then we'll get to the calls. Sarah, why don't we start with you? What's your worst for tonight?
Oh, gosh. There's so many. I would say having someone stay over at your house and then bring someone to hook up on the pullout couch.
Oh!
Yeah.
That's no good.
I know that's really specific, but that happened recently, and it was not cool.
That is. That takes a lot.
Yeah.
That takes a lot of bravado.
Of courage
right?
Yeah.
Can you not hook up for one night? You're staying at your friend's house? Were they from out of town?
No, but the thing was that he was a friend of my roommate's. Dude was from out of town, and the thing was that the person he brought over, he knew they're both from the same town. They could have waited 2 days to hook up in their own hometown, but they didn't.
That is the worst. That's the worst. That's a good one. Sarah's got a winner so far. You're ineligible for the Grand Funk Railroad tickets, but good job on that. All right, Mars, what do you got?
I have the worst is people that stand in the doorway and yell at you. That's my thing. It's like, look, are we going to engage in this conversation, come all the way in, or get out and close the door?
It's a strange, I want you to leave, I want you to stay kind of thing.
It's like, how lazy can you be? Like, at least come in two steps to have the argument in full.
And it's also like this, I always have a problem with that style because you're like, well, you know, now it's public.
Right.
You know, and if it's argument with a loved one or something, you're like, we could easily be we don't have to do this right now.
Yeah, we don't have to do this. Don't why you treat me like this? Yeah.
All right, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Lori. Lori, you are on the download, the worst. What's the worst, Lori?
When you go into a grocery store, you have a chocolate attack. You buy a bar of chocolate. You get in the car and open it up, and it's old and icky. It's white and it's crumbly. I've had this happen to me twice.
What?
And then,
a candy bar of some sort?
Well, one, I've had a candy bar, and then I've had a whole box of Turtles that I got absolutely white, and the package was inside. Everything was all over the place. It was horrible.
It's the worst.
Oh, it was like, it was teasing me, and it was like, I wanted my chocolate, but it was old.
Shopping in that convalescent home.
You are right. Wow. Thank you, Lori, for that. Thank you. that's true. Crumbly chocolate. Yeah. Unless she's going for, maybe she's not reading maybe it's white chocolate. And then you're like, this is
white chocolate.
Let's go to Adam. Adam, you are on the worst, hashtag the worst. Adam, what's the worst?
Going, guys? Hashtag self-checkout lanes at any store are horrible.
You're right. Yeah. Why do you say they're horrible?
Because you don't know what you're doing. You get like a pack of bananas or fruit or something, and you don't know how to scan it. or what to do, and trying to buy alcohol. No one around you is 21. You got to just stand there.
It's like one of those bad, like, sort of technological advancements that, I'm hoping that a politician rolls back.
Yep,
you know, everyone's on Obamacare, but I'd roll back to self-checkout.
Roll back to self-checkout.
Roll back to self. That's what we're going to do. Thanks to Adam. Hold on. I'm going to keep Adam on hold, Pete. All right, let's continue. Let's look at the oh, this is so this is the thing. It's like I can't just read the texts, you know, like without even looking at them, without screening them, because it just becomes all about poop. Okay, 773 says the worst is when your friends don't tell you they're sick. They pass it down to you. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
773 says the worst is when people are loudly talking on their cell phones on the CTA. Yes.
Green line through the west side.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
That's my hood. Oh, green line through the west side. I've heard some horror. That is the worst. Green line through the west side.
That you're just making it generic.
You know what I think is worse is when you see two friends that hadn't seen each other for a while and they see each other on the train and they continue to have a full conversation, like excited, like, oh, I haven't seen you. What have you been doing? How are the kids? And it's like,
from your vantage point, if that's you, if you run into someone, you have to do that conversation, right? I mean, how do you do it in a way on the train in public that is suitable?
Hey, man, let me get your number.
We'll just text.
Up after this. Yeah.
Let's not talk in person. Let's just text the whole time.
I don't want to stare right at each other while you talk. Business. Yeah.
It's a good excuse if you don't want to talk to the person. Like, if it's like an ex or somebody, you're just like, oh, okay. And then just like sit away on the opposite side of the train. Like, that's the one time I think it's okay to change trains. Like,
I think that's,
walk in between.
I think we're on to something. All right, let's try Joan. Joan, you're on the worst. Joan, what's the worst?
The worst is when you go clothes shopping and you're going through the extra larges and you find a real cute outfit and you pick it up and it turns out to be a size small that got mixed in with the extra larges.
Yeah, that's no good. Well, that is the worst. That happened to me, and I don't want to give away my fashion tips, but that happened to me with a pair of Zubas. I was looking at the they had a nice you know, like Kohl's had a 50% off on the Zubas, and the you know what was wrong, the tag, like in the pants, not the one the Kohl's puts on, but the one that's like embroidered with the L, like was not an L, it was like a 2XL. I took the other ones, I put them up against and stuff, and they were completely wrong.
Wow.
And I was like, man, Zubas, get it together.
You got Zubas and then went and bought an IROC Z as well.
Exactly. I did. I already had the IROC Z. I just wanted to. All right, let's see. All right, we got a couple minutes here. We got that one. 815 says the worst, getting tipped in compliments instead of getting tipped in cash.
Yeah.
Is that a thing? That would be the worst, right?
Yeah, I would think so.
I've read about some people like putting like fake 20s and having a prayer inside of it. Like, that's a thing too. And I think that's pretty bad. Like, it's like compliments don't pay your bills. Prayers don't pay your bills.
I would think prayers would be acceptable if you gave a bigger tip. If I gave a real $20 bill and they said, thank you, good. Okay, I want to give you a prayer. Then I'd be like, okay, I'll listen.
Yeah. They also work if you live in a convent.
Right. Maybe that's right. All right, let's see what else we got. 773 says the worst is when truck drivers stall their trucks at a green light. Yes. Mm-hmm. I would modify that from living in Ravenswood for a long time. The overpasses where the old train lines were at, the metro trains, are so low, and the trucks would try to go in there, and then they'd scrape and get stuck.
Oh,
and the whole Lawrence is just shut down for like 3 hours.
Yep.
That's the worst.
Cars honking, and then they have to wait for someone to come out and figure out, oh, we just let the air out of the tires, and we can get it unstuck.
I would say, too, this happened to me when I was in Wisconsin this weekend, being like third coming up on an accident that just happened in the intersection that wasn't a serious accident, but it's enough for the fire truck has to come, and then the fire truck just comes and blocks you. You're like, all right, you couldn't make just a little bit more room so I could sneak. I mean, I'm not trying to be insensitive. No one died here.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, come on, man. Someone bumper to bumper, like, let's move this to the side.
That happened the other day. A fire truck blocked my street entrance, and it's a one-way street, like, in Lakeview. And so, like, I had to, like, go around and go through. It wasn't that bad, but, like, there wasn't anything happening on my street to block it. It was just not.
All right, we're going to take a break, get to the news. We come back, got a full line of calls, 312-981-7200. We're playing the worst here on the download. Stay with us.
Worst come to worst, my people's come first. I got worldwide.
All right, here we go. It's the second half of The Worst here on Download on WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. My guest tonight, Mars Timms. Sarah Albritton. Albritton. I got it.
Yeah.
Why am I sorry? I've known you for years.
It's not
Albritton.
A big deal.
Albritton.
Yeah.
Got it.
Timms.
Timms.
Mars with a Z. M-A-R-Z.
Mars Timms. You could see Pimp Rob, which is every Friday night at CIC on 1422 West Irving. Sarah produces Secret Lies and Alibis. First Tuesday of the month at the Elbow Room. And you guys are both stand-ups as well. You can see them everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's keep going. Let's go to the phones. Let's get everybody in because they've been waiting patiently through the news. Let's go to Bobby. Bobby, welcome to the Download. What's the worst?
The worst is when you go to a nice resort for vacation. Yeah. You're laying out by the pool. You come in to take a nice shower to get cleaned up. And only for the tub to fill up with somebody else's long, gunky hair when you're blonde. And the tub fills up, and you can't get out of it fast enough, and you have the black hairs hanging from your toes. It was gross. It just, the whole tub just backed up. It was down in the drain, and they never cleaned it. It was horrible.
Oh, yikes.
That's very
Bobby.
Graphic.
I don't know what to think about that. That's very specific.
Yeah.
But yeah, that is the worst when you...
you get out, and you look like you've been swimming in seaweed.
I would never take a bath at a resort like that, though. I'd go shower, straight up shower. They usually have really nice showers.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. That's just me.
Take your soap out.
Unless
to
it's
the
like
pool.
A jacuzzi or something.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe. I just feel like there's some things I'm just not going to do in a hotel, and a bath is one of them.
Jacuzzi? Right? You got to really be worried about the jacuzzi, though, at those resorts. Whoa.
Okay, let's go to Gary. Let's go to Gary. Gary, what's the worst, buddy?
Well, when you got to work a little late and you go to the party and everybody's completely trashed already.
That's the worst.
And you're the only one, and all the girls are, the good drunk girls are all taken, and the only guys there that want to chat either want to cry or fight.
Gary, thanks for that. I'm a Gary, quick.
The drunk girls are all taken.
The drunk girls are all taken.
I would dismiss that one. I like his line. It's either the guys just want to cry or fight.
Yeah.
That's kind of true. I don't know about the drunk girls. But,
yeah.
Let's go to...
sober girls are available.
Let's go to Tim. Tim, you're on the Download. What's the worst, Tim?
Hey, you know what's the worst? Donald Trump.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's a given. What about Donald Trump?
It just sucks overall.
All right, good. Tim nailing it right there. Let's go to, we're at CNN. Let's go to Tim with his expert analysis. Yeah, he sucks.
Yeah.
He sucks. All right, let's go to Patrick. Patrick, what's the worst?
Hey, the worst is when I'm in line at the grocery store and the guy in front of me can't figure out how to use the self-cashout line. He can't figure out how to weigh his bananas or how to buy alcohol. Go to the cashier.
Go to the cashier. All right, Patrick. All right, stay on hold. That's a good one.
That's good.
I like that a lot. Yeah. All right, we're getting somewhere. All right, let's
That's
go.
A callback
I gotta go
right
to the.
There.
All right, what do you guys got, Sarah? What do you got?
I think the worst is when your Instagram feed is just filled with pregnant women comparing like how big their baby is. Like, oh, it's the size of a kiwi today. Today it's the size of an avocado. It's just like I don't want to compare your baby to fruit sizes. Sorry.
That is a popular thing to do when women are pregnant.
Yeah.
There must be. Several books.
I'm sure, like, if and when I ever do get pregnant, like, I'll be like, yes, the first thing I want to do is compare my baby to the
size
of a
strawberry. And I'm going to hold you to it, too. Yeah. When I see your Instagram post and you're like, it's the size of it's the size of an apple, I'll be like, Sarah, you're doing it exactly.
I think I'd do something, like, way more obscure. Like.
Yeah. Yeah, right. You're more the exotic fruit. All right, Mars, what do you got?
The worst is... when someone comes over to your house and they wear their shoes inside, even though they see everyone else's shoes outside the door.
What do you think that? Do you think that's just like maybe
they have smelly feet?
That's what.
That's
has
probably
to be.
What it is. They got to be self conscious about how. Like, what would be worse, them wearing the shoes or them taking them off and their feet stinking the room up?
Yeah, I don't know.
No,
I
mean, but that's a great point. Because I have in my house. I have a carpeted room, mm-hmm. which is right when you walk in.
Yeah,
not by design, just by the way it is. And yeah, half the time people are like, "Nope, there's all these shoes here. I'm going to walk anyway."
I'll keep
and
you're my just shoes like, oh, on. Man. Yeah,
yeah, you're probably right. You know?
Or mismatched socks.
Socks are the coolest thing ever.
It's trendy.
It's trendy.
I don't go by. I go by texture, not by pattern.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's how you got to do it. All right, let's say 773's got the worst is when people say bay on Facebook.
Oh,
that's
true.
That is.
Yeah, that's
ours. All right, these are good. All right, what do you got, Pete? You got another one?
I'm going to go footwear related as well. And it's the last week it happened when it was the one day where it was 40 degrees. And then you see the dudes all wearing their flip flops.
Yeah.
Too early flip flops. The worst.
Too early, the worst. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I also think, you know what's the worst, like right now, is Old Navy. And the reason is because they don't know what they are. Meaning, are they still selling the shirts, like the sweaters? Are they going with the spring attire, which is too soon? So you go in there and there's like every decision you make is like, I don't need this right now.
Yeah. That's another worst is when the spring in like March is when all the stores come up with spring summer stuff. It's not warm March.
No, not at all. They're doing it right now. Yeah. I went into Old Navy on Saturday and I'm like, I don't know if I need boat shoes right now.
Yeah.
Like, that's the last thing I need. I think I should probably double down on another pair of boots. Winter's not over.
Yeah, winter is still here. It's snowing outside. Or you go to the places where they bring out all the Christmas stuff before Halloween even hits.
Yeah, right. Exactly. All right. A lot of grocery store types or store. Like, we're doing a lot of shopping stuff tonight. All right. Let's keep going. 773. This is funny. The worst is when Jeopardy is on. That's... Come on. That's funny. I don't even know what that. That's the worst. Soggy, undercooked bacon. That is true. That is the worst.
Yeah. Mars like bacon. I will eat it. However,
anything wrapped in bacon is good.
Right. Bacon. Bacon wrapped in bacon.
All right. Okay. I'm going through all these. This is where you get to the middle of the worst, and you have to kind of cut out all the stuff that's just about bathrooms. That's 815 says the worst political campaigns. So sick of it all. Yeah, it's kind of early. I'm not going to lie to you. There's going to be a lot more.
Yeah.
You're right. I think this is my favorite. And this one may be a nomination just for its specificity.
Tim's.
Right. Tim's. 815. Cleaning horse stalls for the fifth time today because the pasture has too much ice in it to let them out. Yeah, that's very specific. That's the worst.
Yeah, absolutely.
They get it. That's the worst when you have to do that.
And alpacas.
All right, let's take a break. Mars and Sarah, myself, we'll be back here on The Download in just a second.
It's going down, y'all.
All right, it's the worst here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. My guest tonight, Mars Timms, Sarah Alberton. It's when I do it with an English accent, it works. Pete Zimmerman, of course, is here. We are doing this week's worst. Let me get through some more that are here on the text. 312 is funny. The worst is dead air. They just got me because you said 5 seconds before I read that DiGiorno. 773 is the worst is when people road rage on Michigan Avenue. That's true. Although I think that rarely happens. I will say the road rage thing, Craig Collins and I were talking about this last time because I had said the idea, the worst of someone flipping somebody off.
Yeah.
Like someone giving the bird in traffic. I don't know, man. Craig says he does it all the time. I had that happen to me this weekend on the expressway. And I was just like, all right, I didn't do anything, and I'm just like, I don't know. What are we supposed to ask? What am I supposed to do? What does society say I do at this point? Just kind of go, meh.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, what are you asking me to do by doing that? Like, just accept it? Okay.
Now we got
to
fight.
How dare you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't like that. So
kids are doing that. Nobody cares.
The worst is, all right. I don't. 630s. Okay. The worst is reaching for cookies in the Milano Pepperidge Farm bag, and getting the wrapper, and then keep going further and further and getting the wrapper. So that means there's none left.
So it means somebody ate all the cookies and didn't leave any left.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty bad.
That's pretty good. See.
Cookie wrapper.
773 says the worst is when people ask too many questions. I like that. I don't know what that pertains to the show, which is a interview show, but that's okay. 815 says, really wanting the Grand Funk tickets, but you can't think up a worst winner. Yeah, that's true.
I'm sorry to hear that.
773 says, the worst is when those sad dog adoption TV ads come on during a funny movie and it makes you cry.
Oh.
214 says, Lady Gaga's Super Bowl hairdo. I thought she looked tremendous.
She was one of the highlights.
Yeah, she that was amazing. Let's see. Let's see. When you make a perfect sandwich on your first bite, you bite your tongue so badly that you lose your appetite.
Oh.
Or lose your tongue.
Or like burn your tongue when you first bite into a pizza.
Yeah.
The worst are 773 says the worst are those life alert ads on TV during sports games. There you go. And then the rest is just about how much I'm the worst. So we'll just skip it. Pete, you got any more before we do the final three?
Waiting in line for brunch.
Oh.
The worst.
Winner!
Yes. Yeah.
Winner! That's so good, Pete. How about you guys? You got any more?
When it's like cold like this and you got like a friend that's on the beach and they just fill their Facebook or Instagram feed with like, I'm on the beach. It's like 90 degrees. And I'm like, dude, like, can you just like chill out with that?
I would say the worst is uploading more than one photo.
Yeah.
Like the idea that's like, you see that plus 30. You're like, all right. Yeah. Okay. We get it.
Going through all these.
What about you, Mark?
I have the worst is when the cop pulls you over and asks, do you know how fast you were going? That's not a question you can't win. You're not.
You can't
win.
What are you gonna say?
You know how fast you were going.
Would you like me to guess?
Yeah,
I can guess.
No, you still get a ticket. Yes, you still get
a ticket. Yeah. All right. So we've got our final three. Let's remind people here what the winners are. What the winners get tonight on the download. So if you're in third place, you get a gift certificate for $25 value to Glenwood Oaks Rib and Chop House, located in Glenwood. The restaurant of choice since 1974. The number two is going to get you a variety sampler pack of sweet and savory treats from Sweet Alley, Chicagoland's only dedicated and certified gluten-free bakery located in Hinsdale, and online at Sweet Alley's. That's A-L-I-S, sweetalis.com. And then number one is a pair of tickets to the Voices of Rock with Chuck Negrone of Three Dog Night, I hope I'm saying that right, and Mark Farner of Grand Funk Railroad, two rock and roll legends on stage together on Saturday, February 13th at the Arcata Theater in St. Charles. Get tickets at oshows.com or call 888-695-0888. All right, are we ready for number three? Number three goes to 773 on the text, who says the worst is when people say bae on Facebook.
Yeah.
That's B-A-E. Yep. Yes, that's true. That is the worst. All right. So number two. Number two comes from a caller. His name is Adam. Adam was the worst, he said, was the self-checkout lines at the grocery store.
Yeah.
I can't figure that out. Nice. All right. So that gives us so Adam's going to win the variety sample pack for the Grand Funk Railroad. Are you ready? Here we go. Number one is another caller, Patrick, who says the worst is Adam, who can't figure out the checkout line at the grocery store. There you go. How about that? All right. Sarah Alberton is the producer. She's a stand-up comedian. She's a producer of Secrets, Lies, and Alibis, the first Tuesday of the month at the Elbow Room. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having
and
me.
And Mars Timms.
With an S.
Timms.
Mars
is the man behind Pimprov, which you can see every Friday night at the CIC Theater up on West Irving Park Road. Mars, good to see you. We'll have you guys back. Thanks for playing the worst tonight.
Thank you, Justin. Yeah.